Thank you, David. I appreciate you inviting me on to your event, being part of this Energy Creators event again this year, and the second time this year, as a matter of fact. So thank you very much for the opportunity to present and to share about the trading strategies that we use and that anyone can use on the MT4 professional platform and the scanner itself, which is one of the only scanners available on MT4 or MT5. So we're going to be going into that in detail. But I want to talk about the strategies that people use and how they're using on the platform. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. First, I want to make sure that you know that MT4Professional.com and Resilient Traders are not investment advisory service, and we're not registered investment advisors. So we cannot give you any specific trade advice. So anything that I say should only be construed as for educational purposes. Trading with futures, stocks, forex options, and cryptocurrencies have a large potential for reward, and you can make a lot of money, but it also has a large potential for risk, and you can lose a lot of money. So you need to be aware of the risks involved and be willing to accept them in order to invest or trade in any of these markets. Please don't use money that you cannot afford to lose. Past performance is not indicative of future results, so make sure that you get advice from a competent financial advisor before you start trading or investing in any of these markets, and never trade in a live trading account until you've first proven you can consistently and profitably trade a simulated account. And only then will you start to have the mind games, the psychology aspect of trading, which I think is 90% of a trader's business. So I want to make sure that you have that down. So I want to introduce myself. I am Randy Lindsay. I'm trade coach and operations director at MT4 Professional. Claudio Cardinale is our product development director, technology guru, and my partner in crime. Thank you very much for allowing us to come and present this information. What we're going to talk about are popular trading strategies that many of our clients use and what we have available as part of our platform. And we can go over many other strategies that you might be using as well. So make that available to you. So thank you very much for your attention. And we're going to be going into the strategies there. We're going to talk a little bit about what a market scanner is, what MT4 Professional is. Live demonstration will come following that. Of course, it's never anything without having a live demonstration of what the software can do. And towards the end of the presentation, I'll make a very special offer, a very highly discounted offer for you if you're interested in taking part and participating our platform offering. And of course, all throughout the presentation today, if you use the webinar chat, then we will have questions and answers available to you throughout the presentation. Let's get right into it. There are a lot of different strategies that many people use today. I'm going to go through about five of them, but there are lots more, and only imagine that there's tons more left. The first one is the EMA and price. That's the pure price action strategy, where you're looking at price relative to an exponential moving average. You can have any period that you want, but what we're looking for is price interacting with that. If it's greater than, it's bullish. If it's less than, it's bearish. And we have a lot of great examples of how that is a successful strategy. And we have a lot of our traders that are trading that strategy very well, doing a good job. The second one we're going to talk about is the MACD and signal. A lot of people are very, very familiar with the MACD indicator. Moving average convergence divergence, and it's looking at a crossover. When you have energy coming in or out of a market, then it's going to give you that cross relative to the signal line, and it usually provides a great point of entry or a point of exit for reversal type setups. Then you've got pure moving average crossovers. Now, this is where you have two or three or more moving averages that interact with each other at varying speeds. We've got different periods that are looking at things. So if you have a 9 period relative to a 20 period, relative to a 50 period, then you're going to have a pretty good system that's looking at overall trends. You're looking for directional trades. You're looking for potential longer term entries and exits, which are based upon these well-known and sought after indicators. So moving average crossover is one I work with a lot. The EMA and price, MACD and signal, and even with an RSI. Now, this is a combinational strategy that's looking at pure price action relative to a confirmed MACD cross with relative strength confirmation. So you're looking for complete overbought, oversold conditions, trending with relative strength coming in or relative strength coming out. And so those are all things that can be confirmed and with great success. And then there's the ever popular alligator indicator, which is proven to be a good long-term trading strategy that's looking for three different moving averages that are referred to as the lips, the jaws, and the teeth. So the idea is whenever the lips are greater than the jaws or the teeth, you're looking for a buy. And when it's less than, you're looking for a sell. That's in simplistic terms, the easiest and best way to go forward with that and to use that using either half day, daily, weekly, or even monthly type charts. The MT4 Professional Scanner can scan in real time all of these strategies, plus, of course, many, many more, and alert you when these conditions are met. What I referred to on these are standard indicators that everyone has access to. But if you have custom indicators that you've written yourself or that you purchased from a third-party vendor, you can use those as well. It's not an issue for you. So what is a market scanner and what is an MT4 Professional? So if you look at the number of symbols and timeframes that are available to you on either an MT4 or MT5 platform, that's 50 different Forex pairs, 20 CFDs, 9 timeframes, that's on MT4 alone. Well, that's over 630 combinations that you have to look at. Do you really think you're able to do this manually? How often do you think that you're missing opportunities because you're sitting there looking for trade setups manually and then missing where the real moves are taking place? Well, today, trading with different instruments is a must if you really want to make trading profit. If you're focused on just one instrument, you can do okay. But if you really want to diversify your portfolio and take out the uncertainty of any one instrument, then trading uncorrelated instruments is the way to do it. A perfect solution for that is using a market scanner. All right. So a market scanner is an automatic tool that allows you to scan the entire market at a glance for any symbol or time frame using your own custom rules based on standard or custom indicators. So while it's not a signal provider, it is a tool that allows you to analyze all the strategies that you want using any symbol or time frame that you want and using all the indicators that you're doing. So here's a simple example. It's the cross of two moving averages. So the symbol on the right shows my symbol list. These are the symbols that I'm searching through. These are the different time frames I'm interested in. And the strategy is that if the bullish cross is a 15 period moving average crossing over a 30 period, it's really simple a concept. So I want you to be able to understand it. That's why we use so simple. So that would be bullish. And I want the sell on the right to be green. A bearish cross would be when the 15 period moves under or is less than the 30 period move. And I want the sell to be colored red. So those are my color rules. So 15 strong, green, 15 weak, red. So I can very quickly rifle through my spreadsheet here for multiple timeframes and see that the dollar yen has a weak 1 minute, but a longer term bullish outlook. So if this red sell turns green, aligning with the green second timeframe, then that's a really great bullish. Likewise, you can see the Euro Swiss is just the opposite. So if I see this green turn back to red, aligning with the longer term trend, I know it's coming out of a short term correction and it's getting ready to go back into the longer term trend. That's the whole idea behind identifying these multiple timeframes and looking at these crosses to identify setups. And the idea behind that, you can see the Euro US dollar is trending with strength. And so you would be looking for these types of potential setup. These also could be identifying potential reversal. So if you're starting to see a 1 minute turn green, and then you see a 5 minute turn green, then you know that's a confirmed reversal and you're ready to go long on that specific. So Market Scanner does all that work for you so that you can focus on more important things like managing your trade or getting your mindset where it belongs. Once you're set up, the market scanner will search for all the conditions that meet your rules and your strategy. Then it should alert you when conditions are met and are favorable for a trade entry or exit. Here's another simple example. On the right, you see symbols You see the different timeframes. You know, there's really no limit to what symbol you use or timeframe you use, as long as it, you know, your broker provides it. This is using the EMA and price strategy. So I want to see a green sell whenever price is greater than the exponential moving. And I want to see a red sell if price is below the EMA. So very quickly, I can get a glance and see the state of the market on any of the instruments that I'm interested in trading. The idea behind that is to see if a market is reversing or return, coming back into a trend like gold. You see here, the longer term trend is bullish. The shortest trend is turned bullish. The midterm is red, which shows me that there is building strength coming back in line with the longer term trend. It's a great opportunity for a long setup. Same thing with Bitcoin here. Second two timeframes are red. This looks like it's just in a consolidation or short-term correction that could very quickly come to end, so forth. And so we could have just seen the dollar Canadian turn green alignment and giving us. So these are just a couple examples of what it's like and how it works. So when these do change, the instant it changes and comes back in alignment, we will get a signal either on our mobile device or on our platform or through email or on our Telegram. So that's ends up doing it. I'm talking a lot about timeframes and multiple timeframes, but did you know that if you trade using multiple timeframes, that you have a higher probability of a profitable trade? And that's due to correlation. It's just one of the advantages of using multiple timeframe technical analysis. So by checking multiple timeframes before you initiate a trade, your trades should be in harmony with the longer time frame trend and should result in a higher probability, lower risk trade. So if you look at the examples on the right, you can see three different waveforms, three different timeframes. 15 minute looks really noisy and choppy. The hourly chart's a little smooth, but still very choppy in comparison to the 4 hour chart, which is rock steady through periods of time. So if you are trading a 15 minute timeframe, and if you're only taking trades in the direction of the longer term trend, you have a much higher probability that trade will end with a profit. And you are going to be risking a lot less because you're not going to be taking trades on a correction. And when it does correct, when it first starts moving in the direction of the longer term trend, then you have another opportunity to get back and ride that next wave that's coming up. If you are taking trades which are counter trend, then make sure that you keep your profit targets short. Take quick, short profits and keep your stops even. That's the idea behind the multiple timeframe analysis. So if we had a market scanner that not only could search for setups based on our rules and verified by multiple timeframe analysis, well, that would be an extremely valuable tool. Here is a very quick example about multiple timeframes. This is a 4 hour chart, a daily chart, and a weekly. I've got several different strategies running here, and this is a multiple strategy setup using the price action and EMA, using a MACD with signal line, and a relative strength. So when you see a point that relative strength has come out of an oversold condition and is trending with strength, when you see a cross on the MACD where the histogram cross is greater than the signal line, and when you see that price has closed up and greater than the exponential average, those are all the conditions that I want to see on my fastest time frame for a potential trade. And then I need to validate that with the longer time frame trends. So I'll look at my second time frame, which is the daily, which should already be set up. I already see that the relative strength is trending long and has exited the oversold condition. And I also see that my MACD has given me a bullish cross. I'm not that concerned about the price action with the EMA because it's going to be greatly lagging because it's a daily chart. So these two will give me sufficient information in order to validate this as a potential trade. And the third time frame that is the weekly trade, and all I'm looking for on that is the relative strength being in a positive mode. I want to see that it's gaining momentum, gaining strength coming into that trade. So if a weekly trade has turned and is starting to gain strength in line with the other markets, then this is a good trade entry point. And if you took this trade, the potential outcome would have been well over 300 pips. So that's the idea behind the setup, is you're looking for a confirmation of multiple time frames and you're trading in the direction where the strength and the longer term trend is showing. So by taking trades in harmony with the longer time frame, I get a lower risk trade opportunity and higher probability of profitable trades. This is a powerful combination for any trader showing the importance of using multiple time frames in your trading. A market scanner using multiple time frame technical analysis is an extremely valuable tool because it does all this for you automatically. But we found a problem. We looked for professional scanners on MT4 and MT5, and we didn't really find. What we did find had a lot of issues. They were either too complex to configure, which meant you had to have high programming skills. They were either unstable or maybe even a single tool that didn't integrate well with the entire system. A lot of them were incompatible with a lot of the indicators that are really available and free on MT4 and MT5 and a lot of other issues. And so as traders, we decided to create MT4 Professional for our own trading. It word got out and people we shared it with started seeing that it was quite a phenomenal tool. So we decided to go ahead and launch mt4professional.com and make it available. And now it is the number one market scanner, MT4 and MT4. It's a tool that allows you to instantly scan the entire market for setups that match your own unique criteria and rules. When you find a good setup, MT4 Professional allows you to enhance your technical analysis with multiple time frame technical analysis, which is not easy to do on standard MT5. So that's going to be going into a little more details, but we're going to go right into a demonstration of the software right now. That way I can show you firsthand what I'm talking about. So let me launch my MT4 platform real quickly. And of course, you can ask questions all along the way and just let me know if you have anything. I'm going to go into more detail. I am kind of going a little bit fast here, but I'm trying to give you as much detail as this is the standard MT4 platform. I'm not in MT4 Professional right now. MT4 Professional is a platform extension of MT4 or MT5 and allows you and gives you a lot of professional features that don't normally find. Notice on MT4, I have three different time frames here. Each one of these windows, I have to individually click on to work together with them on. If I want to see a point of integration where you got the correction and the continuation of a trend here, then I have to look at the crosshair at the bottom to determine the time and the date of that location. Then I have to go over to the other window, do the exact same thing to see, okay, was that one here or here? Where was it? You know, you're looking for that same time and date and the same thing that you have to do over here as well. So it's not easy at best to do multiple time frame analysis on the charts. You can step back and look, okay, and see that this envelope, it was this envelope, which was this envelope, and then you can see it's part of this move. Well, it's not that straightforward. And then if I look, I'm looking at the yen and I want to go and start looking at the euro, well, I have to physically drag and drop the euro onto every single chart just to change them and start doing my analysis on it. So it's not that easy to use. If I wanted to go and start using all of my screens, you notice I have the charts and the navigator and the market watch all on the side. Well, if I hit my F11 key, then I go into full screen mode. Notice all of the wasted space that's outside of my charts. I have to physically redraw my windows in order to fill up that space, or I have to go up under the window and rescale all the windows. Hopefully they're all the same size, but if you have multiple sized windows, which I often do, then if you try to resize them, then that's going to cause all kinds of trouble trying to get them back to the same size that you used to. And if you know MT4, then you know if you make a change, it's automatically saved and you have to physically retrieve it or rebuild it. So that's not always the best thing to do. Let me go ahead and launch MT4 Professional. It is a platform extension of MT4. So what it does is it goes out and creates an environment that is based on configuration. Configurations of your chart space, which is this gray area to the right. Configurations of your scanner and symbolist, which is over here on the left. So my creations, these are the ones that I've created and made, are here on the top. Presets are the ones that we include with our software. There are 14 different presets that are here that go through and show you lots of different strategies and setups on how to use the system. And then the ones up here are ones that I've created from those. So I want to take a look at the EMA and price strategy first. So I'll go ahead and load that. So you'll see that the screens are set up with three different time frames, 5 minute, a 15 minute, and a 30 minute. Of course, I can set those to any time frame that I want, that I have access to. So I'm not worried about that. Notice that I have different screen sizes. I have a large screen on the main trading time frame, and then I have two different time frames. If I were to go into full screen mode, notice that the screen gray zone that was on the sides there automatically went. So I don't have to worry about redrawing any of my screens because it automatically redraws it and recaptures everything. Also, notice the blue crosshair. I not only have time, but I have price correlation on all three of my time frames so that I can see where the initial trade began and see where the initial potential entry point was. I can validate that on one, two, and even three different time frames, and which can give me a really great entry point for a potential 21 pip profit with a 4 or 5 pip. So you can see how well the moving averages tend to hold price, especially in the longer term trends. So when you see that price is obeying these types of indication, then anytime you see a touch or a correction down to these, you're looking for the faster time frame to get you into that trade so that you're ready to ride that wave to its logical. That's the idea behind it. So how do we get our scanner here to show us that we've got a bullish, bullish, bullish euro setup? So you can see price is closed greater than, so that's bullish. Here's bullish and that's bullish. So I've got a great bullish setup on all three of these. You can see the S&P 500 is all bearish, as is the bonds. Oil is just starting to change just a little bit. NASDAQ might have a little bit of a bullish trend on the first 5 minutes, but it could just be noise, especially considering the time of day that it is. But the idea behind this is it's out there doing the work so you don't have to. So let's go and go to select configuration and let's edit this configuration and see how I did this. So over here on the right, you can see there's a button that allows me, it's a big area that allows me to set up my chart. If I click it, then I can, you see that the charts are set up and can be moved around or adjusted to create any chart layout that I, so if I want four different charts, I can click add a chart window and I can tile them. So you can see now they're all equally spaced. If I wanted to go ahead and get rid of that one and make this one again, large on the left, and you can see that I just resize them just by moving. If I want this over here on the right hand side, it's a simple thing to be able to rearrange things and move them. If this is the five, if I wanted this to be the 5 minute, then simple pull down menus allow me to change these time frames and make them anything. And the look or appearance of each chart is based upon template. Very, very easy concept. So all you have to do is load the template that you're used to working with by clicking the plus sign, going to your templates directory and loading up whatever template that you have access to or that you are used to using. And that's it. Everything loads right in and is ready to go. I'm going to hit the cancel button because I like the way that I have it set up already. I was just showing you all the things that you could do with software. So that was the chart configurator. Over on the left-hand side is the scanner panel configurator. If I click on it, then I have the ability to edit or create a symbol list of any symbols I have access to and the scanners to set up my actual custom scanner rules for the strategy that I'm going to employ. Let's look at this symbol list first. Now you can see on the left-hand side over here, I have access to all of the symbols that my brokerage account gives me access to. Over here on the right-hand side, I have the symbols that I'm interested in looking at. If I wanted to add a few symbols, you know, like the Aussie yen, the US dollar, for example, hold the control key down, you can select a separate one. And then by clicking the right arrow, you can see they're added to the list right here. If there's anything on this list that I don't want to use or trade with, then I can just simply remove them, or I can click the clear all button, remove everything if I want. If I have another symbol list from another setup, then I can start from the other configuration. So if I've set this up one time and I want to use it for multiple strategies, then all I have to do is click the start button from another configuration and select the configuration that has the list in it that I want, and it'll automatically populate this area here with the symbol that I've already. Next on the scanner panel is the scanner section. So looking at the scanner, you can see these are the actual rules that we use to decide whether the cell should be colored green for bullishness or red for bearishness or any color that you like. I pick green because I like green as bullish, but you might like blue and magenta. It's, you know, it's preference. You can make it any color that you like. You also can apply these color rules strategies to any time frame that you have access to with simple pull down menu. Anything you have access to on your platform, you can use here in the scanner. The scanner is currently following the main CR color rule. That's the main color rule. That's just the name I gave it. If you pull down the menu for it, you can see it's turned on and there's an edit pad there that allows me to change or update the strategy if I need. So by clicking on that pad, then it shows me the actual rules that are being used. It bullish condition is when the price action, which is the close of price, that's comparing item A, is greater than or equal to the operator, the moving average 15 period exponential. So that's the comparing item B. So A is compared to B using this operator. If I have other rules, then the and operator says that this has to be the case and this has to be the case. So if I wanted to say, for example, I want to look at the price closing greater than the moving average, and let's look at a moving average also 20 period. So instead of it being 15, I want it to be a 20 period. Simple. So now that I have a 20 period, I want to say that the price is greater than the 15. Now I want to say that the 15 has to be greater than the 20, right? The 20 is slow, 15 is fast. So 15 is greater than the 20 and price is greater than that 15. Then I know that I've got a bullish conditional. Same thing on the sell side. That's the OR operator. If either of these conditions are not true, then it will automatically look at this condition set too. It'll look for the closer price less than the EMA. So it's looking for this condition where price is closed down below the EMA. Second condition then would be, since I already have it in, I want to see that the 15 is less than, just like that. And so every time frame I have the main color rule applied to, it's going to do these exercises to determine bullishness or bearishness. Now, since these are very conclusive, greater than or less than or equal to, then I know that one or the other will be true. But if you have a condition where one or the other might not be true at the same time, then the default color will be. So it'll be green or red, or by default, it'll be yellow if neither are true. Okay. Any questions on this so far? You've been a very quiet audience so far. I'm used to having a lot more questions than this. So either one, you guys are sleeping, or two, I'm doing such a good job presenting this and I'm so clear that you don't have any questions. I don't think that's the case, but that would be good. So if you can engage me in some way, that would be great. I'd appreciate it. So I have this main color rule applied to a 5-minute time frame. It's also applied to my 15-minute. If I scroll down here a little bit, you can see I have a 30-minute time. Let me make this full screen. If I wanted to add one more time frame, say the hourly, then all I have to do is pull up the color rule and turn it on and boom. I have a 1-hour column on my scanner that will allow me to scan for 5, 15, 30, and hourly charts. So each one of these time frames will be columns on my scanner listing. So see that I have an M5, an M15, and M30. Those are for the first three. That would give me a fourth column right here to give me the same types of outputs for every symbol, but now applied to the hourly chart. See how easy that was to add? It's just as easy to get rid of it. And you got everything back the way that you liked it. You can use 1, 2, 3, 5, or all of the time frames if you so wanted to. And let me let you know, though, that each time frame that you add, the strategy will be calculated and will be using your CPU for every single symbol you have loaded across every time frame. So it's going to very quickly chew up all of your CPU time if you starting to use it on all of the time frames and all of the symbols. Most people usually will have a subset of symbols and time frames that they're really interested in, and they're going to be very happy with it. So once you're done with your settings and have your descriptions accurately representing the strategy you're using and giving it a specific name, then click the save button. It will automatically save it to your computer and it will back it up and save it to the cloud. Everything on MT4 Professional is cloud-based, so you don't have to worry about losing any of your configurations or settings. If you happen to lose your computer, or for some reason it crashes, or you lose your hard drive, or a house fire, whatever, everything is safe. All you have to do is get your computer up and running again, install your MT4 and MT4 Professional software, and then all of your settings that you have in the cloud will automatically populate and will be on your screen. One other thing that we allow you to do is that, see in the right-hand corner of the screen, this is a Traders Network. It's a share icon. We allow you to share any configuration that you have with any other user on the MT4 Professional platform. So all you have to do is click the button, search for the user that you want to share it with, and click the share button. And then all of the hard work that you just went through to create the charts, the scanners, and the symbol list will automatically be copied to your teammates or your partners, and they will all be on the same page as you are with one little click. Every time you make a change and close your window on this configurations, always load the new configuration, because any changes that will be made will then be applied to the charts that you have here. If you don't click the load button, then this is still running off of the old code that you downloaded from the web, from the cloud. And so you want to make sure that you load the new setup, which you have just configured. Notice the edit button here is highlighted. If you try to edit any of the existing presets, notice the edit button goes gray. It will not allow you to edit any of the presets that we supply for you. In order to edit any of these, then what you'll have to do is make a copy of them first. You do that by clicking the Create Your Custom Configuration button. That way, it'll copy any of the presets that come standard with the system. Or if somebody sent you a configuration already, which you received in your inbox, then you can make a copy of those as well. And once you create a copy of it, then the edit button will be highlighted and you can do all the changing that you want. So that way you don't have to start from scratch. You can start from a pre-configured setup, a preset, and go from there. And that's the idea. Are there any questions with regards to the EMA and price strategy? Can you scan for RSI level? Absolutely. If you have specific RSI levels that you've got, then let me show you a strategy here where I've got RSI built in. Here's one here that we can look at where I've got EMA and price, I've got a MACD and an RSI level where I'm looking for specific trends. And what I'm doing on the RSI, instead of looking for a level, like if it's greater than 70 or less than 30, then or if it's greater than or equal to your midpoint, I'm looking for trend. So I'm measuring the trend or the slope of the relative strength to determine whether it is bullish or bearish. So if I'm in a bullish slope or a bullish trend, then I know that trend is moving in my direction. I want to be long or bullish. So this at this point here with the bullish cross, then I'm going to be bullish, especially if I have a cross above the moving average. So that would be my entry point. If it's confirmed with the second time frame, which I see a positive slope, and I also see a positive slope, which is getting close to an overbought condition, then I need to take that into account. But I can see from prior price action, I've already have enough room at this point, at least, to get into the ceiling. And if it breaks through this overhead resistance, then you can see I've got a pretty good distance to go to the next resistance level and the next resistance level as well. So that's a great setup right there. So that's a great setup for being bullish in this market. That would be giving me, what is that? 800 pips on that move. A nice setup. Or is it 80? Get confused with the decimal. Anyway, I think it's 800, but I could be wrong. So that's the idea behind the setup. So let's look at the configuration. Let's see what it is that I'm actually doing here. So I'll go into the strategy, click the edit button, go over to the scanner itself, and look for the color rules. The color rule I have is a strong signal, but you'll notice that I have two different color rules that are applied here. Now I can apply multiple color rules if I wanted to, if I'm looking for multiple signals, or in this case, I'm only looking for a single signal, which is called the strong signal. So let me go ahead and edit that. And on the strong signal, you can see I have multiple conditions to determine whether it's a good trade. What I was describing to you before, yeah, I'm looking at a MACD histogram relative to the MACD signal line. I'm looking at the close of price relative to a 15 period exponential moving average, and I'm looking for relative strength. It's a 14 period, the close of price 2 bars ago. So I'm looking at historical relative strength compared to current relative strength. If historically is greater than current, that's trending downward and that's going to be bearish. Historically, if it's less than the current, then I know that it's bullish. So if I'm looking back in time, historically, if this is less than that, then that's a bullish trend. And so that's the idea behind looking at the scan levels or the historical trends to determine slope. If you wanted to input a constant value to see whether your current relative strength is overbought or oversold, like at a 70% or 30% level, you can do that very easily just by adding a constant. So if I'll do that really quickly. So let me find my current relative strength. If it is, so if I'm on the bearish side, if that is greater than, and you can see I don't have any constants, so let me add one, constant value of 70, then boom, I want this to be a bearish setup. So if I'm overbought, that's bearish. I want to wait for that to start going for that. So I can say that the current price has to be greater than 70, then I know I'm in a condition that is highly favorable for a sell. That's the idea behind it. It's trending up, but greater than 70, I'm looking to sell that. And the same thing over here, you're looking for the same setup, but in this case, you want it to be less than 30. All right, so it's extremely oversold, but it's starting to trend up. You can see the price and the MACD crossovers have already given you, that's a great setup. So that's the idea behind getting these setups. If all you really want to see are these conditions here, then just remove all the other conditions and only look for when it's overbought or oversold. And then once it gives you that setup, then you know, then you can start looking at or employing the meat of the other strategy, okay? Now that strong signal is applied to the 4 hour and the daily chart, but notice that my weekly chart, I'm only looking at trend. So I have my trend strategy turned on, but the strong signal is not. On the weekly chart, I'm looking for the trend strategy, which is simply, is price greater than 15 or less than 15? So on this weekly chart, if price is greater than this 15 period, then it's going to be bullish. If it's less than, like it is most of the time here, then it's going to be okay. Simple trade strategy, right? So once you have that configured, you can use any strategy that you like to get it employed or to get it involved. If you have custom strategies or strategies that maybe you have created on your own, like my Hawkeye strategies, then you can simply load those strategies and configure them to set up and show you where your specific setups are. Now, looking at the scanner, you can see that I have multiple signals on any one time frame. I have 3 different signals on my first time frame. I have 2 on the second and 1 on the third. That's looking at the first time frame. I need to see the trend, the momentum, and the volume all giving me good alignment. The second time frame, I need to see that the momentum and volume are in agreement. And then the third time frame, I need to see that the volume agrees. So in all 3 cases, I need to see that volume is agreeing on all 3 time across the board. So that's why the 30 minute is the volume, purely volume. So if I were to look at this configuration, see these settings, then if you don't have Hawkeye software, then this configuration wouldn't work for you. But if you do, then I'm more than glad to share it with you and to show you how our setups are done. So if any of you guys out there are Hawkeye users, then I'm more than glad to share this strategy. You can see that I have this set up with a specific template that I created, and I have it applied to all 3 different timeframes. My scanner rules, I am looking for multiple strategies, 1, 2, 3. See, notice over here, I have 1, 2, 3 different strategies running on every time frame. So I have all 3 of them turned on. I'm looking at first the trend to see whether this trend is green, is it red, or is it white? Green's obviously bullish, red is bearish, and white is consolidation or control. I'm looking for that. Volume, I'm trying to determine whether volume is supporting that move. So is it green, red, or white? Showing a heavy buying pressure, have a selling pressure or just neutral, equally balanced buyers and sellers. And then the heat map is the another term for momentum to determine how strong is it moving in that direction. We'll see all three. On the second time frame, then I'm only looking at just two of them. And the third time frame, just I have the other two turned off because I don't really care about them. I'm just only looking at volume. So if I were to look at, say, the trend strategy, then it's a very simple setup. If I were to look over here on my data window, then you can see that the Hawkeye outputs are displayed on the data window. You can see that the first output is long, the second output is short, and the third output is neutral, long, short. And whenever I move my mouse over here on the chart, then you can see that the output will be long. The other two will be blank if the trend is long. So see there, now the trend is neutral, trend is long. See how it changes as I move my mouse? So it goes from a long trend to a neutral trend right there. Long trend goes blank. So if I were to say that if the Hawkeye turned in stops number one, that's the first output, number one, okay, is it green or red or one, or is it greater than zero? Well, that means if it's greater than zero, that means it's that color, it's on. If it's not greater than zero, then I don't care. This is not going to be bullish if that's not greater than zero. So I'm going to check to see if it's red. So if that same setup, but in this case, it's number two, is the output of number two, which is this one. Is it greater than zero? Or the white one is output number three. Is it greater than? If it is, which in this case it is, it's 1.1068. This is white, and then the output of my scanner will come back as a white color, which is what it is. Okay, so that's the idea behind that. So I've got trend, I've got volume, and I've got heat map. All three of them have to be in agreement in order for me to be able to take that trade, like we see in the dollar Canadian. Green, that's a very good bullish setup. Dollar Swiss, red, that's a bearish. All right, so when you see those chains, then you're going to be signaled to that effect and you'll be able to take the trade. So if you have the real-time notifications turned on, then you'll be able to get signals on your mobile device to let you know that that trade is rated. All right, so speaking of mobile devices, let me pull one out of here. Now, this is my Chrome browser. Now, this is what you'd have running on your tablet device, on your cell phone. It could be any of your browsers that you're used to running. I particularly like Chrome myself, but if you have anything else, you can use that. What you do is go to the MT4 Professionals website, log into the members area, and it will take you to the homepage of mt4professional.com. Now, from the homepage, you can, of course, download the software for either MT4 or for MT5 and follow our onboarding process to make sure that you have everything set up and installed. It's very easy. If you need any help at any time, then you can schedule a call with us or go over to our help and documentation center, which is right here. And this gives you access to how to install or update your software, your hardware, any quick start videos to get going, or how to migrate from one system to the next. And then details about each of the configurators and the rules that I just showed you during today's program. In addition, it gives you the ability to go through and it shows you how to unsubscribe if you need to, change your payment methods, if you have any updates or qualifications, or how to integrate your Telegram account to the system. And if you have any support needs whatsoever, you want to need someone to help you to install, then all you need to do is create a new support ticket to get going on. So we're here to make sure that you have a setup that's running and is working. We have an exclusive Skype group that we allow you to access and participate in, where you can rub shoulders with all the other MT4 professional users that are out there, and you can work back and forth with each other, sharing setups and strategies and getting the best out of the system that's going that way. But one thing I wanted to show you here is that this is a mobile device, and if I'm sitting here at my computer and I want to leave and I want to go have some lunch and I don't want to miss trade, all I have to do is pull up my mobile device, go over to the members area of the MT4 Professional website and click on real-time scanner. This will take you over to the section where you can select the actual platform that you have running now. If you have an MT4 professional application running on your computer, it will show up on an easy pull down list right here in the members area. So this is my computer name, the access numbers for that account. So all I have to do is select that, and notice it automatically brings up the scanner that I currently have access to and is running on my mobile device. So on my platform here, here's my mobile device that's running it, and it gives me a picture and snapshot of that access right now. Now, notice that the charts are currently displaying the Euro US dollar. So if I wanted to go and look at the dollar Canadian, extremely bullish, then all I have to do is click on it here on my mobile device one time. It automatically changes the charts to the dollar Canadian, takes a snapshot and sends it to me on my mobile device right here. So that way I can look at that and see, wow, why is that bullish? And it certainly is. It's looking pretty good. I like the setup. It looks like it's kind of consolidating at this point. It's coming into overhead resistance, and I can see why. That's really not a good setup, because it's starting to come back down and give me a potential ceiling. So I'm not interested in this particular. The dollar Swiss, however, might also be very extended. Of course, this is a bad time of day to be trading, but if you're looking at the dollar Swiss, then you can see it is quite bearish on all three time frames. So again, it might be at support across all three of these levels, and you might need to be careful coming up into that level, because it's already well extended into the run. So wait for a correction, wait for consolidation, and then a continuation move. And you can see that that move has been going for a considerable period of time. So don't try to get in at the end of a run. Just keep watching and set it up. And so notice everything is set up to tell you that. So when this cycles out, like for example, the New Zealand dollar, or maybe even the euro pound, see, it's a very strong bullish trend, but the shorter time frame is just cycling out. That's a great place to be looking for a setup. And you're not even at your desktop. All you have to do is contact your broker on your mobile device, execute your trade, and you're ready to go. So you don't have to physically be tethered to your computer. You can have a life outside of your desktop and still be able to make those trades. They won't get high. So the opportunities are going to be. Any of these photographs or scans that you've taken, these snapshots all can be saved in the snapshot directory. So you can tag them, you can order them. If you make them public, if they're not public, then you can see them. They're identified as being private and only you can see them. But if you create something that's public and you identify as public, then we give you a link that you can share, and you can share them on all your mobile devices, including the users network and whatever Skype channels that you might be also. That's the idea behind. So I just wanted to show you that you can get all of these setups here. Any alerts that you get, you've got an alert panel here that will identify you and give you a link to and identify the specific setup and trade that just triggered. And if you have any announcements here, then we let you know when the software is just published and put out, and when we are always updating this and putting new releases. All right. So the Aussie yen. So we're starting to see volume right here turning bullish. All right. So that's usually a really good sign that you're at a bottom of consolidation, that you're starting to see buying pressure coming into a market after this period of consolidation. But it hasn't developed enough yet to give me a clear entry signal. If I'm looking for a buy or a potential reversal, then I need to see this move beyond these stop levels. These are automatic trailing stops. So when I see price pull up above that and start to give me a green volume on my second time frame, and if I start to see green volume on my third time frame, well, that is a different story. And then you've got the start of what could be a really great reversal. But always remember that when you see these push-ups and pull-outs and stuff, that these have their own limits as well. So watch out for the first level of resistance. It came down pretty strong, but if it does start to reverse, then you've got this as your first level, followed by this larger range as your second. It's up to third. So you have the potentials here for one, two, and even three levels of profit take with a very tight stop, very tight. You start seeing volume coming in like this with pressure, then you need to be able to validate that with your multiple timeframes. Then you can take the trade, because it'll give you a green volume down here like you saw here. But notice it came back with another red volume and it closed well below that. So it's showing you that there's something going on, but this is just stopping. And then your price is moving sideways. It's trying to break out, but it's not the right time. It has not finished the work it needs to do down here yet. That's why you look for the longer time frames. You're very welcome. All right, so let me go back to my presentation. I want to make you a very special offer before we get going. So you will get the full-featured MT4 or MT5 platform, your choice, whichever one that you like. You can use them both if you wanted to, MT4 on one account, MT5 on another. You get full exclusive access to the Skype community. You get unlimited configuration storage, emails, and push notifications, including the Telegram account. But you only get up to 100 SMS notifications included per month, since we have to pay for those. If you get over 100 SMS notifications in a month, then you can purchase another bucket of those at a very reasonable price. But most people don't need more than 100 notifications in a month, unless you're a one-minute trader. But then, and if that's the case, don't send them to your SMS provider. Use your email or push notifications to get your alert. Also, you get well over 14 presets on both MT4 and MT5, all included in this price. Of course, you're not going to be paying $22.95. We've set it up for a limited time to be $194 a month, but we've reduced that by 50% to $97. And since you're part of the Synergy Traders event today, we've knocked off an additional 20% off of the 97.50% price, an additional 20% to bring that down to $77 a month. If you use the promo code ST45, Synergy Traders 45, in the box code, then it'll change the price from 97 to 77. If you use the link mt4professional.com/trial, let me get a copy of that so you don't have to worry about typing that in. Paste it into the box here. Click on that link and it'll take you to that mt4professional.com/trial. Use the code ST45 to lock in $77 rate and you'll get 14 days to try it out absolutely free. Your credit card will not be charged duration of the 14 days and you can cancel at any time. We've given you full directions on how to do that. You can cancel your trial at any time, but you'll still get the full 14 days to get the software. But if you do cancel, know that you're going to be losing your discount and you'll be going back to the standard prices from there. If you like it, just continue on past 14 days. On the 15th day, then your credit card will be charged. It will be locked in. This price will not change for the duration of your subscription. So it's not just a 1 month, 3 month or whatever. It's going to be locked in for the duration of your subscription. So mt4professional.com/trial. Use the code ST45 to make sure that you get the price reduction. And if you ever need help or support during the installation process or at any time to answer any specific questions, you can always contact us at support@mt4professional.com, and we'll get back with you. We guarantee 24-hour response to answer any of your questions that you might have, always trying to get as fast as possible. The question was, you need to use MT4 or MT5. Right now, our platform does only run on MT4 or MT5. If you're using TradingView or TradeStation, NinjaTrader, TD Ameritrade, you can do your analysis and setups here on MT4 or MT5 using our scanner, but you can execute all of your trades on the other platforms. The system is web-based, but our software is PC-based. So it runs and needs to be installed on existing MT4 or MT5 application run. But everything else is backed up and is in the cloud so that you don't lose any of your data. And you can, so on the trial, you can download the software for the trial. Absolutely. Pull back the here. So once you set up your account, log into the MT4 Professional members area. Right here is the download link for the software. So once you're at the mt4professional.com website, click on sign in. You'll have the username and password that you got when you set up the trial. You click on the download button. The download button will download it onto your computer, and then you have to execute or run the software to install it. And if you need any help on going through that, then we walk you through that on how to install your software. Everything is all set up there. And we walk the whole process. Well, everything we have here is on the website, so you can get it from here or download it onto your computer from here, because it's very simple and easy to use. So you have to do once or twice to refer to our knowledge base, and then or if you have any questions at all, then you can always create a ticket, and we do have additional services as well. If you need a custom configuration built, then we will do that for you. If you need trade coaching, if you need someone to hold your hand, setting up a strategy, walking through a specific trade, trying to get your head on straight, then we do offer one or more hours of coaching on hand. If you need custom development of an indicator or any other software, then we can do that as well. Or if you want to add any types of additional services, we can set that up for you. This also includes development of EAs. So if you have a strategy that you've got working on the platform and you need an auto trader developed from that, then we offer that to know what it is that you're interested in. All right, that should do it for my time. If there's not any other questions, then I greatly appreciate your time and attention. You've been a very good audience, very quiet for the most part, but thank you very much for those who asked questions and got me involved and engaged me throughout. So I appreciate that. And this should conclude my presentation for today. Again, link is mt4professional.com/trial to get started on your trial today. Use the code ST45 to lock in your 20% off, the 50% off reduced rate, and get you on. And if you need any help at all, or if you do have any additional questions, you can always contact us at support@mt4professional.com. Appreciate your time. And thank you for joining us during this event. David, it's back to you.